It happened all over the country and all over Sonoma County yesterday. Protests after the violence in Virginia because of the white supremacists protests themselves. And in Petaluma, Congressman Jared Huffman was on hand. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here this morning. Were you surprised by how quickly these protests were organized and how well attended they were yesterday?
In a sense, yes, because there was very little time to pull it together, but I also know this community, and I'm not surprised that about 300 people on short notice turned out in downtown Petaluma to try to raise our collective voices and make a statement.
Why was it important for you to be there, Congressman?
I wanted to be part of that because I'm very disturbed by what was happening in Charlottesville, and unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. Ever since the rise of Donald Trump, there's apparently been this dog whistle message to all of these racist, white nationalist, hating groups that it's okay for them to come out and publicly express and act upon their hate. And we need to come together as a community, as a country, and say, no, we're not going to stand for that.
I think you alluded to this in your speech that, you know, the North Bay in your district is not really one that takes the extreme message. Nevertheless, you feel it's important to come back and sort of stand in solidarity for the rest of the country?
It's not just the rest of the country, unfortunately, Larry. Shortly after the election in November, I participated in a Veterans Day parade in Petaluma and was stunned to see on the street corner in full public view, three young men with Confederate flags, with a banner talking about the South rising again, with Donald Trump t-shirts. None of our communities are immune from this. It's always been with us, unfortunately. And
well, a lot of people, though, Congressman, would say that's a First Amendment issue.
Sure, it's a First Amendment issue. It's also a First Amendment, and I think a citizenship obligation for those of us who disagree to call it out. That's what we're doing.
Does it, it seems that with this particular president, that no matter what he does or says, or in this morning's case doesn't say with regard to the white supremacists, that his supporters cannot be shaken. What does that mean to us as Americans and your efforts to get something done in Washington?
Well, I think some of his support is starting to shake, and I think it's only a matter of time. You know, Michelle Obama, I think, very poignantly observed that the presidency doesn't make a person, it reveals a person. I think it's just taken a little extra time for some people to see the true nature of Donald Trump's character, and it's not pretty.
There's just been so much turmoil. We see it sort of yesterday with his talk. He doesn't come out and completely denounce white supremacist group. Is this sort of Donald Trump's MO to just create chaos in everything he does?
Of course. And anyone who has followed his career in business, on television, in politics would confirm that. He is a chaos agent, as I believe Jeb Bush once said in the campaign.
Well, what I'm wondering, too, about is even beyond these protests that we saw, beyond all of the people and the things that it stirred up over the weekend with that white supremacist protest in Virginia this weekend, a lot of us are still thinking about our day-to-day lives. And part of our day-to-day lives, of course, is the issue of health care and whether or not anything can be done. Because what it feels like right now, Congressman, is that more and more insurance agencies are pulling out of Obamacare, and so a lot of us are still wondering, what are we going to do about health care?
Well, we're fortunate in the North Bay and in California to not have a collapsing individual marketplace, but you're right. There are communities, especially rural ones, around the country that are in bad shape. The most obvious thing we can do is stabilize the individual market. And unfortunately, our chaos president is using the tool of chaos to further his agenda there as well, openly acknowledging that he wants to sabotage the market, to cause it to fail, so that maybe he can have another shot at this stubborn attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
What's number one on your priority list heading back to Washington?
Well, it's a serious list, and I think sort of sharing the number one agenda would be immediate market stabilization under the Affordable Care Act. There are bipartisan solutions that we're working on that we could pass tomorrow if we were allowed to do it. I hope the president would sign those, and that'll bring relief to people. But we've also got to address the looming debt ceiling deadline. We're going to have to figure out a way to find the to fund the government, which fiscal year begins October 1st. We've got very little time to iron that out. We've got a FAA reauthorization, all sorts of other deadlines bearing down upon us, and really no time for chaos, as we've been discussing, as the only way to deal with governing.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate your accessibility to us and look forward to hearing more about progress, we hope, in Washington. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman on the KSRO Live Line.